Do you have a plan to escape when the zombies arrive? Do you wonder what you and your loved ones will do when the Z-Day apocalypse happens? Having a plan without testing it already makes it flawed. But with the zombie survival role-playing game Outbreak Undead, your plan can and will succeed, all while having a good time with your friends. With realistic elements like pain, panic, and empathy, this is the zombie pen and paper game you have been looking for. Also, go to their website at www.outbreakundead.com every first Friday of the month for free new content downloads. Outbreak Undead is available now via Studio 2 Publishing. You can also download it online at drivethroughrpg.com. That, or ask your local comic book store or retailer to order it for you. Your zombie plan will fail without Outbreak Undead.
This radio show includes loud, sudden noises and some adult situations. Please listen responsibly. We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 21. Mark of the Beast. Part 1 of 3.
Do you need to have it so loud?
When you drive, you can set it as low as you want. What do you care?
Watch the bend up here, get tight.
Yeah, I see it. Make the bend up.
I can't hear the radio.
All clear up front. How's the back looking?
Keep a distance, but not far behind.
You okay back there?
I'm fine.
You gotta puke, you use the bag, all right? I don't need to deal with that stench the rest of the way.
Ugh, I still smell it.
I changed clothes. What else can I do?
Where are you taking me?
You'll know when we get there. Now sit back, shut up, and enjoy the ride in the cab, or I'll put you back in the horse cart with the rest of them.
What she said.
I don't care what she said.
First convoy that will lift us, or drag it! Pick it up!
Copy that.
Hey, that doesn't mean to ride my ass.
Sorry.
I don't know how much longer I can take it in this metal cage. My legs are already sore enough from earlier.
You weren't cut that deep. Quit whining.
I'm not. Just stating a fact is all. Having to drive around all this crap takes forever. I used to say you could get anywhere in L.A. in 30 minutes. Now it's like 4 freaking hours.
Look out for the bike!
I see it.
You know where we are?
No fucking clue. I'm just following the guy in front of me. No one thought I was smart enough for a map, I guess.
Oh, this?
Who the hell gave you that?
Scratch.
You serious? How long you had it?
Before we left.
Give me that. Hold the wheel. I want to know how much longer this is going to take.
Tank 4 checking in. They're in the middle.
Okay, so 110 to the... damn sign. All right, so we're...
Break! Break!
Thanks for the warning.
He just stopped.
Come on! What the hell's going on?
Just give me a second! I'm taking care of it!
What? What's that look for?
You think it's her friends? She said they were...
Not possible.
You don't know them.
Don't I? Who do you think had to sit and listen to your stupid-ass bird talk? Big freaking joke. We heard everything. 40 radios and 40 channels. I didn't miss a thing. Should have chose a better radio like we did. Bunch of dumb shits are still using CBs even after you knew we had one.
Then what are you using?
Not telling.
Tar, we're still not moving.
What do you want me to do? Go around? I got room, sure, but there's a bigger problem up ahead. Maybe Boss Lady just had to take a piss.
Good. We're going.
See? Nothing to worry about. What are you scared of?
Those things.
What? How is that possible? They're more afraid of you, I guarantee it. By now, they've all heard what you can do to them.
I still am.
What happened?
Just to shut you up, I'll tell you. Us and the boss man are outside your precious tower, right? When out of nowhere, this one lunges for him. Like it's nothing, Brixir grabs it and rips its goddamn arms off.
That's not what happened.
Fine, you tell it.
I broke its neck.
More like ripped its head off, he did. This guy's the real monster.
It wasn't a big deal. Those ones aren't scary. It's the other kinds.
That was just the first one. This other time, we were out at the police station and... Wait, this isn't where we get off. Hey, this isn't the right way. The map shows something else.
It's a detour. Fuck off.
Jeez.
Well, what are we gonna do now? Drive through the park? Those tankers are gonna have a hell of a time getting between the trees.
What if we can't make it through?
Scouts' heads are gonna roll for this one. This road was supposed to be clear for the next 7 miles.
Wait, what?
Did you think I was talking to you still? Because I wasn't.
Wait, but you said the road was supposed to be clear?
Did I stutter or something? Shut the hell up! I'm driving!
Wait, no, you need to listen to me.
I'm gonna climb back there and kick your face in if you don't shut up right now.
No, you won't.
Watch me.
No, you won't.
Please, just listen to me.
Shut up! God damn it, we're stopping again.
You want to check with Scratch?
She'll just yell at me again. Hold on, I'll look.
Will you stay in the car, please?
This'll just take a second. I think one of the tankers got stuck. It's a tight road.
Send a pit from your truck, now!
You hear that?
Yeah, I'm on it. All right, everyone head towards the front of the convoy. Now!
Scratch, what's going on?
A big-ass overturned dump truck is in the way.
God, no.
Miss, just sit back.
Please, you have to listen to me.
I can't. Try to relax.
No, you aren't listening. We have to get out of here.
Nope. I'm not falling for it.
No, you don't understand. This is worse. This is them.
Who? Your friends, right? This is a trick. I'm not falling for
it. No, them! Don't you understand? Please, we have to go.
I don't have to do anything.
Then we're going to die.
Tar. Tardust. Please get back into the car. Come on.
Hurry.
What the hell are you saying?
Have you seen Tardust?
I think he went up to the front with the others.
He went up front. It's okay out there. They're just moving the truck.
Undo my cuffs. Just in case, okay? I won't run, I swear.
He'd kill me if I did. I can't.
Then drive! Just drive! Get us out of here!
There's nowhere to go. We've got a trailer. We're stuck.
Oh, God.
Tar! Tar, get back here!
Come on! No. No, no, no! Shut the door!
Open the crate!
Tar!
Shut the door! Please, you have to undo the cuffs.
All right, but you better not run.
Where would I go?
There are both sides. Get the goddamn truck out of the way or I'll say.
I can't see any. Where the hell are they?
Tar, unhook the trailer.
Oh, God, they're coming through the window.
Get us out of here!
Then a figure fell from the trees onto the passenger side door as Tarda stepped inside. I couldn't get a good look at it because it was shaking and thrashing at us. But I could tell that it was smaller than any I'd seen before. It managed to get its right arm into the car as Tarda gripped the door handle tight, struggling to stay out of reach of the swinging hand.
Back, Tar! Get off! Ah!
blood on you?
No. I'm fine.
Fine, fine. Punch it. Hold on. They're moving now. Fall back in line.
That rig ain't moving.
Drive up on the embankment. Do it. We can't push it out of the way.
The arm's still in here.
Oh God. Ignore it. And her. Just drive. You can do it. I hope I lose the fucking back there.
Oh God. Who was that?
Doesn't matter. He turned and now he's done. Just go. We're not through yet. Follow them.
There's the dump truck.
And the slaves.
God. Help us. Please help us.
You have to stop.
Drive.
But they're not turned.
I said drive.
They were still alive.
You want to join them? Push forward.
Get out of the kill zone. All vehicles move forward. Regroup 3 miles down.
I turned around to see those left behind disappear amongst the ambush of bodies. I saw the one that attacked us, hunched over, smaller than the others, bleeding. It had to have been a little one, like Angel saw on the roof, but my eye was drawn to another figure, watching as we drove away. Even from the growing distance, I was able to see the distinct outline of the man in the pinstriped suit.
New one for me writing this stuff down. And for what? Not even a few lines in and I'm already tired of it. But I gotta play nice, don't I? Okay. One paragraph done. Break time.
Are they here yet? Everyone's been... Hey, you can't smoke in here.
I didn't see a sign. And yeah, they pulled in a few minutes ago. So relax, honey.
We're in a crisis and you're busy smelling up the place? You do that in your off time.
Oh, so you're ready to take over now? All right. Well, nothing's happening, so my cigarro and I will go outside. You got all worked up for nada.
They wouldn't have put everyone on guard if it was nothing. Here you are, kicking back and...
I'm watching the screens. What else am I supposed to do? There's nothing out there, so lay off. Gonna give yourself a heart attack, beat you fat ass.
Want something to do? Why don't you go...
Hey, what's going on? You see anything?
You really gonna smoke that in here?
I was bored. And it pissed him off, so I kept doing it.
And now we have a serious problem here. This is not the time.
That's what I was telling him. So what is it? You didn't have time to tell us over the radio.
That's because we couldn't. They're gone.
Who?
The Maulers. They packed up and left. No idea where, why, or how. We thought they might be heading this way.
Like I have any idea who the hell these Maulers are. But you can relax. There's nobody here.
I'll relax when we figure out where they went.
Only 2 trucks came back. Where's the Hummer?
Saul and Bert are still out looking for...
Ah, they need to check in. Raven, Broken Wing, come in.
Should that still be your call sign?
I think I'm stuck with it.
But you left the old guy and the sick dude out there alone? Is that smart?
You haven't spent much time with Bert, have you?
We took off the 50 cal and rushed back here in case they tried to get in.
We figured they were heading here.
Yeah, I got that part.
Raven here. We're good. Still looking around the nest.
Have you found anything?
Nothing helpful. I'll keep you posted. Penguin's starting to crap out of me, so we're gonna take a break soon.
All right, do it. Keep us posted.
We should call them back in. Saul's not fit to do this right now. I mean, you heard Bert. Listen to me. We have other people that can take their place. Call them back.
You try and drag Saul back here. That's not gonna happen. You don't know him like I do. At this point, he's a loose cannon. We might as well direct his fire.
We need some extra hands to help bring Bert's guns and stuff back up.
I'll give you a hand.
No, you stay here for a sec. We need to talk.
That doesn't sound good. About what?
Here, I'll help him out.
Thanks.
So since the Maulers aren't coming, do you think we could tell the others to relax? Everyone's got their gun out the window right now.
Victor, you mind telling them? And send a few more down to the motor pool to help while you're at it.
As long as I don't have to watch the monitors anymore.
He's one of the better soldiers. Why was he in here?
He's new. Can't honestly say I trusted him running around with a gun. Might set one of the damn traps.
Good call.
So what is it you wanted to talk about?
Bert and I have been talking, and we need you for something.
Another supply run? Don't you have anything else? Something more fitting of a man of my talent?
So to speak.
Wonderful.
Listen, I have no doubt in my mind those things or the Maulers will be coming back for us. It's just a matter of time. So we can't stay here anymore.
I've been saying that since the fire. Are we actually going to do something about it now?
We're going to Fort Irwin. It's the best option we have. More importantly, it's the only option we have.
And you're talking to me about it because you think I'd be able to fly you there.
Well, we tossed around the idea, but none of us know a damn thing about it. You think it's possible?
I don't know. You find a good enough plane with enough fuel, enough of a strip to get off the ground, and you're only half there. You want to bet everyone's life on finding a clear enough space to land something big enough to haul 30 passengers? Takeoff will take time, and it'll be loud. Some biter comes too close to a turbine or a prop, and you're stuck. Bad idea.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Damn! So flying's out of the question. It'd be a hell of a lot faster and easier than driving. I like the idea of being out of reach.
Now, I didn't say we can't fly. I thought about another option, but it's a little dicey.
I'm sure it's no worse than driving.
We can fill two helicopters, and I do mean fill. And, well, there you have it. Much better than a plane.
You can fly helicopters, too?
I told you I flew sightseeing tours. What'd you think I meant?
Okay. But we'd still need another pilot.
I've had plenty of times going around the island, so I'm damn good at the stick. Enough experience that I'm comfortable training another person.
Oh, geez, I don't know. That's a hell of a risk. You're sure we can fit everyone into two?
We find big enough ones, sure. Won't be easy, but this is L.A. We just need to know where to look. How far is that fort place?
150 miles, give or take.
Rough guess, but we could go there and back on a full tank. Not that I'd risk it with our load. There's not going to be a lot of room to spare.
Well, it gives us the option of sending a scouting party first. Make sure it's okay out there.
Fuel isn't limitless anymore. Especially the jet kind. Keep that in mind when you make these decisions. It's not like we can go siphon it like the rest of the gas. I'll keep any in-flight training to a minimum with whoever we find.
Well, thanks for being willing to do this, but I don't know if I can trust another person at the controls. Everyone's going to be fighting to be on your chopper.
Let me ask around. Someone else here might have a little flying experience. If it makes you feel comfortable, you can still have driving as a backup. But I warn you, if something goes wrong, we can head back here in a helicopter easily. Not so much if we're on the ground.
Huh. Well, all right, ask around, but be discreet. I don't want people getting worked up.
I'll do what I can. Now, where exactly is this place we're headed?
Right here, middle of nowhere.
You're not kidding. Any reason this place is so great?
We made a list of pros and cons. They have water, supplies, food, a hospital. I think they have their own power. And the last I heard, they were working on some sort of solar panel objective. There's a lot of military equipment, ammo, you name it. And it's remote enough that I'm thinking people might still be alive out there, too. Like I said, it's our best option.
Well reasoned. Sounds like a great place. If I can, I'll get you there. Okay, Chief?
Well, you're a little optimistic. We need to find another pilot first.
Not to mention a couple of big birds to fly out on. I'll find the person. You think you can have someone look around out there for the choppers?
Yeah. Bert and Saul are already out there. Can you describe what you need and where to look? Maybe they can start now. They're almost done going through the mall.
Can do, but how am I supposed to get them the message without anyone knowing what I'm talking about?
Well, you'll have to go coded letter by letter. There's no other way.
That'll be fun. You sure you want to leave them out there to do this job? This is a big job. If Saul's starting to...
Hey, look, you just need to trust me with him, okay? We spent time in the sandbox together and I know how he works. He won't stop and he won't come back to the tower till he finds Lizzie out there. This mission will give him something else to focus on. If I don't keep him busy with something, he might... Well, let's just say we need to keep him busy. But we'll send out another team to look for choppers, too, so that we can...
Ho! Hold on, Michael. Who's that?
He doesn't look familiar. He's heading toward the tower.
Wait. Look, he's stopping.
And he's going to his knees. Someone's calling out to him.
One of us?
Hey, there's someone.
Yeah, we see him. Is everyone...
I told everyone to get back to the post. I didn't see any others out there, but what about the...
No, the area looks clear on the cameras, too. I can't get a good enough look at him from this angle, though. Oh, wait a second. If I move this...
He looks pretty messed up. He might need Tanya.
He's got a gun!
He's alive. I'd be suspicious if he didn't have one.
You think he could be one of the maulers?
You think I didn't consider that?
Chill. Be careful, is all I'm saying.
Let's go see who he is.
Okay, put your gun down and kick it to the gate.
Done. Just hurry, okay?
Open it already, come on.
All right.
All right, I got your gun. Get inside. No quick movements.
Yes, sir. You should know that my gun is empty.
I could barely see what the guy looked like under the bruises and the gashes on his face. I saw straight, short, brown hair and a crooked smile on his thin face. Other than that, he looked like a swollen mess.
Oh my God! What happened to you?
You have any other weapons we should know about? What's your name?
Pippin.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. Download the podcast for free on iTunes and Zune. Keyword, We're Alive. To find out more or purchase the complete first season of We're Alive, go to www.zombiepodcast.com. Starring Jim Gleason, Shane Salk, Nate Gies, Kevin Flood, Jay Oligario, Blair Beihauer, Scott Marvin, David Pevsner, Stuart Kennan, Jenna McCombie,
Richard Tatum,
and special appearances by Heidi and Frank. I'm Michael Swan, edited by Michael Robertson and Casey Whalen. This chapter was written by Casey Whalen, composers Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. We're Alive was created and produced by Shane Salk and Casey Whalen, zombie intern Grayson Stone. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com. This has been a Modern Myth production.